Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. I've made mistakes, and that is why I continue to succeed. I learn from them, not live with them. One mistake does not define me, it builds me. What is a mistake? The dictionary says it is a wrong judgment, misunderstanding, a wrong action, or a statement proceeding from faulty judgment or inadequate knowledge. For me, I see mistakes as nothing more than growing pains that are often necessary in order to grow as a person. They are not meant to define us as human beings, but rather work as building blocks for what we are to be in life, whatever that is. I believe we grow by making mistakes, or we grow by enlightenment. But the reality is that we are built to live by trial and error. Often, we cannot wait for enlightenment to take place. We must simply take the leap of faith with what we already know and figure things out as they materialize. Mistakes can actually be blessings in disguise. That is, of course, if we learn from them and grow because of them. They, in many cases, teach us the many ways on how things are not meant to be or simply do not work. They open the gates to greater things in our lives simply because they push us to be better and to not stay put when things do not go our way. Mistakes for me are just like muscle tears that any person that wishes to build muscle must experience in order to build that muscle. No muscle tears, no muscle growth. No mistakes, no life growth. The formula is truly that simple. We do, we get. And the more we do, the more we get. I learned the power of mistakes, thankfully, early on in my life. And to this day, I fully embrace them. They have become the backbone of my success in every part of my life. Let me share another one of my stories. A few weeks into my 10th grade in high school, I decided that school was not for me, that it was holding me back from reaching my then goals in life. At the moment, it was simply more income. I had gotten used to a particular type of lifestyle, and in order for me to continue earning more honest income, I had to simply work more. You see, I did love school. I have always enjoyed learning. The reading part and the ability to travel the world and people's minds through the text has always been an amazing power that books provide. However, at this age, after tasting what earning money the right way was like, I wanted more, like a lot more. So off I went. My parents, of course, tried to talk me out of it, but I am a stubborn one, and I have always done what I wanted, how I wanted. You tell me to go left, and I will go right if I deeply believe that going right is the best option for me. I was working two full-time jobs as a cook at different restaurants. The money was good, but I really missed school, and I decided to get back a year later. The school and district would not take me back anymore, given that I was far behind, and in their opinion, there was no way I could catch up and still graduate in time. In many ways, they were right. I would not have been able to catch up in the traditional school setting, so I don't blame them. I was devastated, of course, angry, confused, disappointed, you name it. I had made a mistake, and now, as usual, I would have to face the consequences head on. But for me, it would not just end there. Something could be done and would get done. Life, something has a funny way on how it makes certain things unfold and work towards our advantage. I quit one of my jobs and was fired from the other one. At this point, I decided that the restaurant scene was not one for me, and that it was also not helping me in being able to finish my school in time. I was determined that I would make up the almost 2 years of school I had lost, and that I would do it in the 9 months that was left in the school year in which I was supposed to graduate. It was a challenge that I had set for myself. Not a requirement from anyone but me. At this point, I had my academic life planned out. Graduate high school on time and head off to college right after. No more wasting time when it came to my academic journey, or so I thought. I started working for a call center where I would have the schedule flexibility to enroll in adult school program and be able to finish my high school years in 6 months, if I was up for the challenge, of course. I took the graveyard shift since I knew that it would be slower and that it meant I would get more schoolwork done and still make money. And it also paid $2 extra per hour. So it was a win-win situation. I finished high school 3 months earlier than what I was scheduled to. Yes, I made a mistake by dropping out of high school. But I did not let that mistake dictate the rest of my life. I learned from it. I moved on from it. I grew as a person because of it. I owned my story and kept writing it as I saw fit. Till this day, I still am and will continue to do so. What is your mindset towards mistakes? Are you ashamed of them? Are you handicapped because of them? Do you try to avoid them at all costs? Or do you not take more shots at life because of your fear of making more mistakes? You see, your beliefs towards mistakes are in direct proportion, not so much to your success, but to your happiness. There are plenty of highly successful people that view mistakes as pure evil, and yet they thrive. But are they happy? That is the question. In the reality that regardless of how they view mistakes, they have reached their version of success by accumulating hundreds of mistakes along the way. They might not want to admit it or be ashamed of them, but believe me, their journeys are full of mistakes. Our very own existence for many of us was the cause of a mistake. The significant other who we now share our lives with for many of us was a random mistake on how the relationship actually started. The beautiful life journeys that most of us are now living were nothing more than hundreds of mistakes woven together. In fact, the argument can be made that the ratio of mistakes to success is heavily tilted to mistakes. Successes in life are not just acts of serendipity, as many will say they are or wish they were. They are perfectly crafted mistakes from which we learn from which we build on, from which we grow from. Mistakes are building blocks of any successes in anyone's lives. If your view of mistakes is one that does not favor your chances of success, it's time to change that view. It's time to welcome mistakes into your life and to cherish them for what they are, blessings in disguise. Be proud of them. Share them off to the world as if they were trophies, because they are. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.